Welcome to EN4 News, I'm Robbie Thompson. Your headlines this morning. Edinburgh police are investigating the circumstances of a 13-year-old boy's death on Monday evening. Blake Ross went missing from an Edinburgh support unit for children in care and was found unwell on a Lothian bus around 4 p.m. on the day he died. He is said to have been absent without diabetes medication for over 48 hours. Ross's death is currently being treated as unexplained as inquiries continue. Cracks in the glass, but the ceiling still won't smash. Research suggests women will not earn as much as their male counterparts until 2069, nearly 100 years after the Equal Pay Act was introduced in 1970. Holyrood's Economy, Fair Works and Jobs Committee will examine why women working in Scotland still earn an average of 6.2% less than men. Ministers said they were committed to removing the barriers faced by women. Studies show fewer women working higher paid sectors like technology, IT and engineering and continue to be underrepresented in senior management and leadership roles. Reminder, you're listening to EN4 News. Rolf Harris is to be retried in May on three sex offence charges and will face one new count. Last week, a jury found the 86-year-old former entertainer not guilty of three assaults following a trial at London's Southwark Crown Court. Meanwhile, unemployment in Scotland has risen by 6,000 in the last year, according to the Office for National Statistics. This leaves the country's unemployment at 4.9%, 0.1 ahead of the UK figure, which was lowered in the last quarter. Moving to international news, and the arrest of a Vietnamese woman has been made in connection with the murder of Kim Jong-un's half-brother, who was found dead in Kuala Lumpur on Monday in suspicious circumstances.
He was, for a good while, the heir apparent for the North Korean state. He was the eldest son of Kim Jong-il. He was certainly for a time being groomed, it seemed, for leadership.
Moving on to sports news now, Arsenal travel to the Allianz Arena to face Bayern Munich tonight, as Arsene Wenger's side aim to progress beyond the round of 16 stage of the UEFA Champions League for the first time since 2010. Meanwhile, Barcelona suffered an uncharacteristically humiliating defeat at the hands of Paris Saint-Germain last night, losing 4-0 in the French capital. Former Real Madrid winger Angel Di Maria chipped in with two goals. Rugby now, in England's second row, Courtney Laws has expressed his support to Owen Farrell, saying that his international teammate has what it takes to one day captain his country. England have won their first two Six Nations matches and play Italy a week on Saturday.
He's a good player. He's he understands the game very well, so you listen to him and he is a leader of the team. But like I said, we've got a lot of them, which is part of, you know, why we're such a good team.
And we'll have more from our sports team in our 2 o'clock bulletin, as well as hearing from our reporter Rachel Henderson on the Iranian Film Festival. A reminder, you can listen live at radioenrg.net and follow us on Twitter at radioenrg. I'm Robbie Thompson, and thanks for tuning in. Here is The Beatles with 8 Days a Week.